Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, back here on a special edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. A special day indeed. 15 years to the day Drew Brees signed with the New Orleans Saints. He announced his retirement from the NFL after 20 NFL seasons. 15 here with the black and gold. Bobby Hebert to join us here shortly. I'm Christian Garrick. Right out of the gate, want your reaction to the news you just heard of Drew Brees retiring, stepping away from football. He says his real life's work begins. That is spending more time with his children. He announced today on Instagram that he is going to retire. He's not retiring from New Orleans. He says after 20 years as a player in the NFL, 15 years as a Saint, it is time I retire from the game of football. Each day I poured my heart and soul into being your quarterback. Till the very end, I exhausted myself to give everything I had to the Saints organization, my team, and the great city of New Orleans. We shared some amazing moments together, many of which emblazoned in our hearts and minds will forever be a part of us. You have molded me, he says, strengthened me, inspired me, and given me a lifetime of memories. My goal for the last 15 years was striving to give you everything you had given to me and more. I'm only retiring from playing football. I'm not retiring from New Orleans. This is not goodbye, rather than a new beginning. Now my real life work begins. Drew Brees stepping away from the National Football League after 20 seasons in the NFL. I'm Christian Garrick. We will step away and come back and get to Cajun Ken and Bobby Hebert's reaction here on a special edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on a Sunday special edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, saying farewell to Drew Brees. Saints quarterback announces he is retiring from the National Football League after 20 years in the league and 15 with the New Orleans Saints. What's your reaction to the news? What did Drew mean to you as a New Orleanian, as a Saints fan? He came to New Orleans when we were in our darkest hour, our biggest time of need, on our knees from Hurricane Katrina, and truly lifted his city's spirits and this city's championship aspirations to all new levels. I'm Christian Garrick, soon to be joined by the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We do have Bobby on right now. And Bobby, your reaction, something we anticipated, but now it's official. Drew Brees stepping away from the New Orleans Saints after 15 years and 20 years in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it goes without saying, Drew Brees, I mean, not too many people could say that they're living legends. Well, Drew Brees is a living legend. I mean, the NFL just celebrated 100 years of NFL football. Then you look at the Saints, they hit their 50th anniversary. I mean, I don't think they're going to find another quarterback. Now, I hope that's not the case because it can't happen. Look, Joe Montana, Steve Young, the likes of Bart Starr, then you had Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. You look at Peyton Manning, drafted Andrew Luck. But right now, I would say that we all kind of spoil with Drew Brees and his production and the consistency that he brought week in and week out. I mean, it might be the Saints. It might not be even in my lifetime. The Saints might not get that great of a quarterback until maybe 100 years. and then, like I said, they're 50 years old. So I think Drew Brees is truly, one in a million, so to speak, just based on what he's able to accomplish. You know, I always say this, you have to be available to be held accountable. Drew always answered the bell and was an unbelievable leader. And we all know what he did on the field, but he was just as good off the field for the city of New Orleans and the whole Gulf Coast region.
Bobby, when you think about how the city of New Orleans and that franchise's fortunes were changed, just ultimately because of how the Miami Dolphins and Nick Saban, we have Nick Saban to thank for him coming to New Orleans because the Miami Dolphins didn't trust his shoulder repair.
And look, the Miami Dolphins, what was that, the early 70s when they won World Championship, with Bob Greasy. And Bob Greasy is a Hall of Famer. But Drew Brees is the first ballot Hall of Famer, without a doubt. And, you just don't know how things are going to occur for you to be able to get a great player. You look at the Dolphins and when they had Don Shula and Greasy, and then he was fortunate in the back end of his coaching career, he got Dan Marino. Well, the Dolphins, it's like 40 years that they're looking for the next Dan Marino in Miami. So it's a lot easier said than done when you say just plug and play, next man up. And I think you truly don't appreciate something until you don't have it and you take things for granted. And I think we're going to realize that with Drew. Now, the team could still win. And it's a shame we only won one Super Bowl. I thought for sure we should have been in three Super Bowls, if not four. Now, I don't know if you're going to win them or once you get there, but it's unfortunate that we did go to one Super Bowl, but we won it. But he definitely had the skill set and the way he played, where we easily could have been the Saints organization in three or four Super Bowls in their 15 years.
A special edition of Sunday Sports Talk here on WWL. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Saints quarterback Drew Brees has announced he is stepping away from his career in the National Football League the last 20 years, 15 of them with the New Orleans Saints. And, Bobby, where will Drew Brees' legacy lie in the history of the National Football League? What will history tell us about Drew Brees when we're 20 years removed? What's going to be the story? What's going to be his legacy?
Well, I think his legacy is obviously, if he could have won two Super Bowls, that would have helped. But it's going to be more the numbers and the records that he has. Now, the way the game is called and played today, I'm not saying no one's going to have a chance to break those records. But, I don't think players are going to play as long. It's so much money involved that you might see a player, maybe I'm tired of getting beat up, play 10 or 12 years, but maybe not 18 to 20 years to have those records. I think it's very similar that how Peyton Manning took advantage of his opportunity as far as stats and numbers and winning seasons. I think you definitely have that with Drew Brees. And obviously, Peyton winning a couple of Super Bowls and with Tom Brady and all the multiple Super Bowls he won, that's how they're going to separate Drew from those guys. But as far as the numbers, when you go look at like yardage and off the top of my head, I 5,000 yards. What he did that four times. I mean, he's in the record books, not one handful, at least two handfuls, if not a dozen different areas as far as playing the quarterback position. So he's going to be amongst the best. I don't know if they'll put him in the top five. I think for sure he's in the top 10. The top five, there's a lot of argument when you look at the history. And I think what might hinder him is only winning one Super Bowl. And then, then people look at overall physical skill. I would say he might be the greatest NFL quarterback of all time as far as working with what he has. Because Drew Brees is not the type of quarterback that if you saw him walking on the street, he must be a pro football player. It's not something you punch in the computer and out would come Drew Brees. I mean, I'm not saying he was an overachiever, but he might be very like a Russell Wilson-like, maybe when Russell Wilson's career is all done. There's few and far between those size guys that'll have the recognition that they deserve what they accomplished in the National Football League.
Bobby, you played the position. What did you admire most about Drew Brees' ability on the field, operating and running the team as a quarterback?
I would say his overall leadership, you can't coach that. That has to come from within. I would say his work ethic, and work ethic is a year-round thing, how he trained. I know how hard that is to keep that fire in the belly and to keep that going for 20 years. That's hard to do. And really another thing, I don't care if you throw it a country mile, you can throw it 80, 90 yards. Are you accurate with the football? And that's one thing. He's going to be in the argument now to me because he has the completion percentage records. Even though the rules have changed, he's, to me, the most accurate quarterback in NFL history. Simply because, what does he have? I don't have my notes in front of me, but what, three out of the top five? Or it might be four out of five and the most highest completion percentage in a season. And that's hard to do week in and week out, considering when defenses know what you want to do and they game plan for you and you're still able to complete passes on that level. It's not like you had a completion percentage for a month at a high level, because then teams figure out what you're trying to do. Drew did that year in and year out, which to me is truly amazing.
Bob, he signed with the Saints as a free agent from – then San Diego Chargers, 15 years ago today. When did you know, after seeing Drew, that the Saints had themselves a franchise quarterback? Was there a moment, a throw, a game?
No, it wasn't a throw. I would say just from the get-go, making the NFC Championship game, I would say when he kind of competed with the best, when we whooped the New England Patriots, that 2009 Super Bowl season. I want to say off the top of my head, what do we beat them like? 38-17. And that's when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick gave up the ghost with about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And I was like, all I know is we got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. So I would say probably that Super Bowl year, and then really solidified that, because they were the new greatest show on turf in 2011 when they surpassed the St. Louis Rams and Kurt Warner and that great offense. And I think Peyton was that man who was able to have a year with the Broncos. It might have been 15, where they surpassed us as probably the most high-powered offense ever. But I would say that's when it solidified it to me in 2011, when we were the new greatest show on turf. And then in 2009, when, you know, ultimately they won the Super Bowl and he was the quarterback, and he's a big reason why we got there.
Bobby, I'm not going to try and upstage you at all in terms of what he did as a quarterback and how you admired him. You played the position, but I can tell you I admired him as a human being, as a father and as a husband. I mean, he was a model husband, and a model father. And now, as he said, it's his life work to, you know, raise his children, be around his kids a little bit more. But I know you had a lot of respect for him off the field as well, as a father and as a husband.
Well, you always want to cheer for the good guys. You know, a lot of times the bad guys, the negative media gets depressed. But this is what you got to exploit and you got to cheer for and use as examples for your kids and all. How Drew Brees, how the great individual he was on and off the field. And I always joked with you about that. He's a human being, but nobody's perfect. But my wife said, JoJo told me, she goes, look, if you hear anything bad about Drew Brees, I don't want to hear it, because then it's hopeless for mankind. She thought Drew Brees was that special, not so much even as a football player, but his involvement in the community and how the father figure that he was and the husband that he was to his family, his wife, and the whole community.
Bobby, you were a part of some really good teams here, and the first to lead the Saints to the playoffs, first Saints quarterback to lead the team to the playoffs. But Drew took it to another level. What was it like being a local guy, being a former Saints player, and seeing Drew accomplish that feat that so many had tried?
Well, simply because the fans in New Orleans, the whole Gulf Coast, Gulf South, the Who Dat Nation, is not just they supporting their favorite team or football team. It is truly a way of life. People live and breathe, and they love the Saints. And listen, it gave us hope after Katrina to have Drew Brees. And the fans felt good about themselves because they know they were supporting a winner and that we were always in the hunt. Even I felt like when the defense was down and we had the 1-2 top three offense, we always knew we had a chance. Even when we were hovering around 500, that little law we had after Bounty Gate and all that, 13-14 and, you know, around there, we still felt hope. And then, look, at the back end of his career, no team won more games than the New Orleans Saints the last four seasons. That's hard to do, to get the double-digit wins year in and year out. And Drew Brees is the quarterback, basically, but he helped build a strong foundation along with Coach Payton and Mickey Loomis and the whole organization, where players now, they looked at New Orleans as a destiny. I still think that's where New Orleans is at right now with their roster. There's still a destiny. Look, even Russell Wilson, the level he's playing at, he said, well, the Saints would be one of those teams that I want to go to. So I think Drew Brees helped lay that foundation that the ants, there's no such thing as the ants anymore. No, it's the New Orleans Saints, the Houdat Nation. It sounded like the Cowgirls. The Dallas Cowboys used to be the Cowboys, but that was, a quarter of a century ago where the Cowgirls have not been relevant. And that's what Drew did. He made the Saints relevant right now going forward. Now we got to keep winning, and the fans always want to support a winner. But the stability he brought for 15 years is truly amazing.
Tom Brady, the GOAT, tweeting out a few moments ago, first off, the Atlanta Falcons saying, we thank you, Drew Brees, but we won't miss you. Understand that, that's for sure.
Right.
Tom Brady saying, congrats, my friend, on an incredible career. Thank you for the inspiration and dedication on and off the field. Look forward to seeing what's next. Those two have a unique bond. I mean, he just said it. Brady just said it in his tweet. Thank you for the inspiration and dedication. So Tom Brady, the GOAT, was inspired by Drew Brees and his love for the game, his ability for the game.
Well, I would say, and also his work ethic and the drive. You know, you can't coach that drive and the heart to play football. There's no such thing as NFL royalty. I don't think, you know, we don't have that. But Tom Brady and Drew Brees is truly NFL royalty. You know, when you look at the best of the best and what they meant to their prospective teams, look how desperate the Patriots are without Tom Brady right now. I hope that's not going to be the case for the Saints. I don't think it will be. I think we'll be in the hunt. I don't know if we'll win anything, but we'll still be in the hunt. And those two guys, those are the type of players that the scouts organization are looking for in the future, and hopefully they can find that kind of quarterback to give them a chance.
He's Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. This is a Sunday special edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. Saints quarterback Drew Brees announced via Instagram that he is stepping away from the game, calling it a career after 20 seasons in the NFL, the last 15 with the New Orleans Saints. We'll step away and come back and get Deuce McAllister's reaction next here on WWL. Back here on this Sunday special edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, Saints quarterback Drew Brees retiring from the National Football League and the New Orleans Saints after 15 years with the Black and Gold and 20 overall in the NFL. And he signed with the Saints 15 years ago today, kind of fitting that he would retire on the very 15-year anniversary in which he joined the Black and Gold. Going to hook up with Deuce McAllister here in a moment to get his reaction, Saints color analyst and all-time leading rusher, former teammate of Drew Brees, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Our phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Give me your reaction. Your reaction to Drew Brees retiring from the Saints. What did he mean to you as a Saints fan? What did he mean to the city? What did he mean to the Gulf South region? Are you sad? Are you happy just because he had such a great career and what he did, and you recognize what he did for this city and this organization? 504-260-1870. Bobby, when you look at his contributions both on and off the field, we might not ever see a Saints player put on the black and gold that have that much impact both on and off the field as Drew Brees did.
You know, we're dealing with coastal erosion right now, and we look in at 2050 and what direction we're going to be heading. I think it's going to be a number of years, and we're going to say remember when. There's nothing – you could still have a great quarterback, but I don't think they're going to have the impact of a Drew Brees. I'm telling you, it's once-in-a-lifetime type player, and I think a lot of the people in the media were speculating that this would be the day that he'd retire, and it makes sense. And, you know, I was trying to tell even national people, oh, is Drew coming back? Why hasn't he retired yet? I said, no, he did that, renegotiate that contract to help the Saints with the salary cap. No, he's been an ultimate team player. And not that Drew would ever want to do this, I think Drew Brees would be an unbelievable, you know, like Frank Reich, I don't know, like offensive coordinator, head coach, if he really wanted to do that. Now he's going to be joining NBC. My understanding, he's going to be doing Notre Dame football. And then in the following season for 2022, he'll be in the booth on Sunday Night Football. So we still will be able to see him. And he, the love of the game of football, he wants to be involved. So he just, you're not going to fade off into the sunset. I just think Drew's going to be a lifer for football because it truly means that much to him.
We welcome in now Saints all-time leading rusher and color analyst Deuce McAllister, former Brees teammate early on when Brees was here from in 2006. And Deuce, as a guy who played with him, I want to give you the floor, just your reaction to the news that we're hearing today that he is indeed stepping down after 20 seasons in the NFL and 15 years.
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, you're proud of him. You're proud of him to be able to call him a friend. You're proud of him to be able to call him a teammate. And then obviously to be able to call the last couple of years like I have, he did it the right way. He did it the right way. And, you know, the things that he has done for the city on and off the field, I don't even know if you can truly measure it as far as wins and losses are concerned. And, you know, I just can't wait to see what impact he makes in the city of New Orleans, in the state of Louisiana, now that he is out of football. And Bobby, I do agree with you. He's still going to be involved. He's still going to be involved in as far as the sport is concerned. He will do a little bit of, I guess, Notre Dame football, and then he'll do the Sunday night desk for NBC, or, you know, as far as television is concerned. So he's I don't know if you can say the right word, because he is what the New Orleans Saints, you know, what they are. He made them, you know, as far as elevating to the level of competitive year in and year out, it was because you had number nine under center.
Deuce, when you look at you played with him and Bobby played a position, I asked Bobby a similar question, and you were on the field with him in that 2006 season in which y'all went to the NFC Championship game. At what point did you know, yeah, this dude's special?
It wasn't even the season. I think it was more so off the field, and the drive and his knowledge as far as the offense and his knowledge of what the defense was doing. And so, you know, the challenge for me, I wanted to know just as much as the quarterback. You know, I wanted to know exactly what all 11 guys were doing, because that made the game easy. That made the game fun. You know, you knew when somebody made a mistake, and whether you could help out, you could try to cover it up. That's what you tried to do. And so I wanted to just be able to be a complimentary piece and make sure that I was holding my own as far as out there on the football field.
Was there a moment where you maybe made a mistake and he was teaching you? Can you describe that?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, whether it was lining up, whether it was running the wrong route, maybe I went the wrong way. I mean, there's numerous times there. I mean, and, you know, it would be just something where you would just be able to get on the same page with him, you know, and you would just try to make it right. And, you know, we would go back and you would look at the film and you would say something to each other, or Sean comes back over the sideline and he says something. But I think the unique thing was, you knew when somebody else made a mistake, and you both could be able to try to correct it so you can still go to the next play. And I think that was probably the most unique situation, where the play may not have been drawn up one exact way, but you and the quarterback are able to see the eyes. I mean, and sometimes that's all it is. It's just being able to get in his vision, be able to just to get in his vision enough that he knows and trusts that you're going to be there for him. I mean, so it's almost like, no, the play isn't drawn up this way, but I have a feel for this. This is maybe something that I saw in the defense. You know, this is maybe something that they did to me earlier. So instead of me running this route this way, I'm going to run it this way. And, you know, you wouldn't tell Sean before. You would tell it after you've done it. So that way he doesn't take it away. He doesn't take that play away. And so it's just getting that feel. And it's just, you know, doing it over and over and over again. And even for me, how I would take my hand off sometime. You know, that probably wasn't the correct way to do it. And, you know, if we had a mistake as far as quarterback exchange is concerned, Sean would say something to us then. But outside of that, it was just, you know, making sure that, hey, look, I give Drew the pocket. It may not be the perfect pocket, but he gets it there. And, you know, we don't have a blunder as far as the exchange is concerned.
Did you ever beat Drew into work, into the facility?
I beat him a couple times, and you know, this was probably before we knew exactly what we were doing as far as to see who was going to be the first guy into the building. And now, you know, you got the security, you got the keypad and all that. This was before all of those days, so beat him a couple times.
The great Deuce McAllister here on Sports Talk, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Quarterback Drew Brees has announced he is stepping away after 20 seasons in the National Football League, 15 years with the New Orleans Saints. And, Deuce, is it easy to quantify what he's meant to this region and to this city?
That book's not final.
Okay. If we're still in the middle of the book, what has he meant so far?
Well, I think, you know, just his impact to be able to change. And I think that there are a lot of chapters to be left. And, you know, that's really why I can't see what he does now that and that won't be his full time as far as what he does, the impact that he makes on this region, not just New Orleans, but the impact that he makes on our region. But I think, you know, the opportunity that he has given individuals, he and his foundation, and it's not perfect by any means, but that book is not written, and I can't wait to see the final pages as he goes on to do great things in our region.
I'm sure.
And Christian and Deuce, along those lines, think about this: how everybody wanted to be in that number. Deuce, when y'all make the NFC Championship in 2006, didn't everybody want to go to the games for the last 15
Bobby,
years?
Bobby, I was a part of it. Bobby, you were a part of it as well. Most of our young fans, they don't know anything about, and the rules have changed, they don't know anything about a blackout. They don't know what the blackout is as far as if the game is not sold out, then it's not going to be on TV that week. You know, right. And we have to get an extension, and you have to get a business to buy up the remaining tickets so the game can actually be on television. You only had maybe one primetime games, two if you were lucky. You definitely weren't playing on Monday night unless it was something – the reopening of the Superdome. And so, right. You know, now you're looking at the same schedule. Oh yeah, it's seven primetime games. You know, it's, they won't play at 12 o'clock, but maybe three times this year, you know? And so with Reggie, with Drew, all of that completely changed because you were must see TV.
Right. Oh, without a doubt, everybody wanted to be in that number. And, you know, it goes hand in hand. What was it, Sean Payton or was it Drew Brees? I just thought they made a great team. You know, you look at Belichick and Tom Brady, what they did with the Patriots, and then Tom Brady continues to have success with Tampa Bay. But there's not too many teams that could say they have the right combination of head coach and quarterback. I mean, just the consistency. And that's going to be the challenge for the Saints organization over the next decade. You got to produce a winner. You got to give fans hope, and what I mean by that hope, to me, is like double-digit wins. If you get the double-digit wins, you should be in the playoffs, and I think the team's heading the right direction. So, you know, Drew's going to be big shoes to follow, but as a quarterback, whoever it might be, Jameis Winston, whoever comes on board, even Taysom Hill, combination, they have to put a winning product out there, and obviously the trigger man's a big part of that. We all know the consistency that Drew, I know, always gave the fans hope.
So here's the one thing it changes from now. You know, you had an elite quarterback. You may not have had elite weapons. You had good weapons. You had, I don't know if every skill position was an elite player. Now right. You're going to need more elite players at your skill position. Just until you do get the quarterback position where you want to get it. And what I mean by that is I've got a top-tier player here, and maybe I can have a pretty good player around him. Now I think you're going to have the reverse. I've got to have elite players at my skill position and have a pretty good player at quarterback until you get the guy that you want long-term.
Deuce, Bobby, and Christian. Hold on, Bobby, 1 second. Deuce, Bobby, and Christian here on Sports Talk. We'll step away and come back. Bobby, we'll get more of your questions. I know you got a few for Deuce. Saints quarterback Drew Brees announcing his retirement today from the National Football League. What is your favorite Drew Brees moment? 504-260-1870. Also, do you remember the Super Bowl parade and the Super Bowl in general? When did you know as a Saints fan that Drew gave the Saints a real chance and as an elite franchise quarterback. 504-260-1870. This is a special edition of Sports Talk here on WWL.
Breeze from the shotgun. He's going to throw down the seam. Wide open, Devery Henderson. Nobody's within 20 yards of him. He could do the backstroke into the end zone from there, and he'll take it in for a 75-yard touchdown strike.
Top nine for nine. Number nine, Drew Breeze. He announced his retirement earlier this afternoon. Welcome into a Sunday special edition of Sports Talk. Deuce McAllister, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. And Bobby, that's the moment you were kind of talking about where you realized, all right, hey, the Saints are legit with Drew Brees on the quarterback, under center.
Well, he had a perfect quarterback rating. How many NFL quarterbacks could say they played an NFL game and had a perfect quarterback rating? And you look at the significance, you know, because really the Patriots were the team of the 21st century for two decades, basically, and we whooped them. We whooped them, and Drew had a perfect quarterback rating. And I think Deuce might agree with this. It just seems like with Drew, we had like a player coach player, like an extra coach in the huddle. And that was the thing, his mental capacity and how he knew everything backwards and forwards. He probably knew Sean Payton's offense better than Sean Payton, you know, the ins and outs, because you actually going out there and produce it on the field and act your game. It's just not up on the board and you draw it up in the meeting rooms. And he was able to achieve that on the field. And that just speaks volumes when you're playing at that level. And we've seen a number of games where Drew Brees didn't throw for 300 yards. He must have had an off game. What are you talking about? I mean, it was almost the expectations were almost superhuman at times. And again, it's going to be hard pressed to find that kind of individual again at the position. Now you could find him. Look. The Kansas City Chiefs, they went through a bowl forever when it was 50 years, going back to Lynn Dawson when they beat the Vikings in Tulane Stadium to win that Super Bowl with Hank Stram. Then they finally got Patrick Mahomes. But look how long they had to wait. They have those guys, the Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, but you got 32 teams. So you have to have somewhat luck in your scouting department and your organization to find that guy. And once you find that guy, that's you when you want to build a team around. Long-term. I don't know if we'll be able to do that short-term. I agree with Deuce that you got to get better players around the quarterback position, probably in the short-term to have that sustained success.
Deuce, as you see the news, and I got to bring this up. I just came across my desk, and I know that we're focusing on
4 for 140.
Yeah, 4 for 140 for Taysom Hill. They agreed to a contract extension of 4 years, $140 million, after Drew retires.
So wait, say that again?
But Taysom Hill? What's the rest of it? Yeah, Taysom signed an extension, 4 for $140.
Four years
for $140 million. But it created $8 million of salary cap.
Here's the catch.
Space this year, and it basically added voidable years to his contract. No new guaranteed money, Bobby. What he did get, though, he got I can't remember the exact amount right now, Christian. You would have to tell me, but
$12.1 million he was supposed to earn this year is now fully guaranteed.
You know, he got a big signing bonus, basically. So he got a big I think his money this year was guaranteed anyway. But he got more upfront money, Bobby, is what happened. So you see the 140, that really doesn't mean anything because that's not guaranteed. What's guaranteed is the money that Christian just told you, the $12 million, basically this year is what they did. What they did was add voidable years and threw the number 140 on there. But those 4 years are basically voidable as well. It was a way to create salary cap space, which basically got the Saints $8 million this year.
Well, and Deuce the Christian, it seems like, though, that they still counting on Taysom Hill for the immediate future. And what I mean by that, you know, it's not like some kind of investment. When you see, like, 100-plus million-type contracts, usually that's for a young, up-and-coming player who's going to be there for a number of years. Taysom Hill's at 25 years of age. How old is he now, Christian? What, he's going to be, like, 32, 33?
I think he's 32.
Okay, yeah, but Bobby, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, Bobby. That contract that he signed is voidable. It's basically voidable. Yes. He all 4 years are voidable. Here's the thing, Bobby. Taysom is only signed through 2022.
Okay. Okay.
He's only signed through 2022.
So it's like they want immediate success from him. And like you said, that's kind of smoke and mirrors when you look at those numbers. You have to look at the guarantee. Now that makes more sense. When you just threw out $140 million.
There's no guarantees out of that $140 million.
There's no
guaranteed money.
There's no new money in the contract either.
No, correct. There's no new money or anything. It was an extension with voidable years. It was a way to create cap space.
Well, that makes sense.
Getting back to Drew Brees retiring today after 20 seasons in the National Football League. Deuce and Bobby, I don't want to be on the sinister side, but how long do you think it'll be before the Saints might find another franchise quarterback like Brees?
Slow down, young Jedi. Just slow down, young Jedi. Let's enjoy this day first.
I hear you.
Yeah. And the thing is, it depends. You got to be patient. Jameis Winston's young. How do you know Jameis Winston's not going to develop into the type quarterback where he was drafted? You know, he was the number one overall draft pick. Not too many quarterbacks could say they threw for, I know the interception, but threw for 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. So they look at a lot of upside with Jameis Winston. Now he has to go out there and do it. I wouldn't expect him to be unbelievable in 2021 and also, like, all of a sudden be all pro. He just has to play winning football in a Saints uniform if he is the guy. And then a young guy coming out of college, who knows? I mean, they have more of those guys that bust than really do anything. And when you look at what they're drafted, look, Sam Darnold, when he was drafted with the Jets. Oh, that's our answer. I still think Sam Darnold could play in the NFL, but I don't think the Jets have faith in him in the future. So you really don't know. That's why we got to slow our roll as far as to say, even the great Patrick Mahomes, if you remember, Andy Reid was patient with him, and they had Alex Smith for a season, and he was basically like a red shirt in the pros. It wasn't until really that second year the Chiefs really said, okay, you're the guy now. What are you going to do for us? So to say it's just we won't miss a beat without Drew Brees, that'd be almost impossible for the 2021 season.
Bobby and Deuce, I want to get your guys' favorite Drew play. I'll start with mine. And it really wasn't a passing play. I'm sure you guys remember, I think it was 2017 against the Atlanta Falcons. He pressed the circle button on the PlayStation, and he was trying to scramble a little bit, it looked like two Atlanta Falcons players were going to rip his head off. He pulled out the old spin move and dove across the end zone. There's countless Brees plays. But that one here recently is one of the cooler ones just because for once you finally thought, oh, boy, that's not going to be – oh, wow, how did he get out of that? And Drew wasn't necessarily known in the back end of his career being all that mobile and athletic. So that was one of my favorite recent ones.
Well, my favorite one, Miami, the leap over the top. I mean, because you go back and now short yardage, you knew exactly what you were getting, the leap over the top. And so I think, you know, just his perfection of that play and – obviously, the back shoulder throw to Jimmy up the seam, you know, numerous one of those to Colson up the seam, you know, the back shoulder throw. We knew what we were getting.
Yeah, that's hard to describe. I agree with Deuce. Like plays that he perfected, even though teams knew that he was going to do it, whether in the goal line or fourth down, was to place that ball. And I think now Drew's not 6'5". To be able to put the ball over, get the first down, forward progress, and then even though defenses knew that were coming, and he still had utmost success with that overall. Maybe not 100%, but you can almost bank on it that he was going to be successful. And the other thing, Deuce, I agree with you too, is that really one play. It's like throws that he made that other quarterbacks would not even attempt to make because they don't have confidence in their ability, and then the receiver they throw into, he would throw receivers open. Jimmy Graham, how many times, like, how did he get that in there? Or Marcus Colston. I mean, those are the plays, particularly even Jimmy Graham down the middle, where I know, talk about being on the same page, that if you stop, when Drew still had the ball in his hand and you just stop the film and you say, okay, what made Drew throw this ball? It's because of the confidence in Jimmy Graham and the ball placement, being able to throw a receiver open. Not too many quarterbacks can do that. They have to see the receiver open, and then they throw the ball. That's why it's all about anticipation and accuracy, and Drew was the best of the best for that.
It was amazing the first game of Drew Brees' Saints career. It was the reopening of the Superdome, an electrifying night after the Hurricane Katrina had just ravaged that building. Deuce, you were a part of that game. Bobby and I were spectators. He was actually late for that game. Drew was. The story came out much, much later. But what a significant moment he was a part of in reopening of the Superdome. And it was against the Atlanta Falcons. He didn't light up the world, but that moment was significant. And that was the first game of Drew Brees' career with the Saints.
Man, you can't ride on Interstate 10 and be at the Superdome 2 hours early like that, particularly on a Monday night.
Yeah. No, I think Drew's.
What was that moment like, though, Deuce? What was that moment, though, like, Deuce? You were a part of that. And, Bobby, I'll get yours.
I was scared and worried about my own self. I wasn't trying to, you know, I just knew I wasn't going to ride on 10. I was going to come up airline. You know, I was trying to make sure I was doing my own job. So I really didn't know that he was late, to be honest with you.
Well, and then when you look at that, I think that particular game and fans crying, it's emotions, and it just gave the city hope. It gave the team hope. You know, I remember talking with Martin Anderson. He was kicking for the Falcons then. He said, and even talking with Michael Vick, he was like, man, it's like no matter who the Saints were playing that night, they didn't have a chance. You know, it was that much emotion involved that it was much more in the football game. And I think by winning that game, it just that's a icing on the cake because you play the game and the dome's reopened and you don't win, you still feel good about that. But it's not the icing on the cake, and that was that victory we gave the city hope and the team hope going forward.
I want to backtrack for a minute and correct myself. His first game was actually against Cleveland that year. It was his first home game, first game in a Saints uniform at home, the reopening in 2006 when they opened against
Cleveland. Yeah, against Cleveland, he did have a touchdown pass to Colson.
He sure did.
Yeah, and that Cleveland game, you know what I remember? This was the Cleveland game. He's been coaching with the Saints ever since. Young had three sacks.
Yep, B.Y.
He had three sacks in the game. But yeah, B.Y. had three sacks against the Browns that game.
I want to hear from the Houdat Nation your reaction today that Saints quarterback Drew Brees is retiring, stepping away from the National Football League. And, you know, for me, fellas, it was having to explain to my 13-year-old son, who's a gigantic Houdat, Hayden, he knows nothing else but Drew Brees under center. He knows nothing else. So, you know, I had to he was a little bothered by it, just because that's all he knows is Drew Brees under Saints center. And I want to hear similar stories when you got the news. What did Drew mean to you? What did Drew mean to the city as a Saints fan? What did he mean? 504-260-1870. I'm sure Deuce, your kids were big Deuce Drew fans as well. So on the other side of the news, we will get to that. More of your reaction at 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.